Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced the refresh lineup today to take the coalition government into 2018, along with the announcement that Christian Porter will replace George Brandis as Federal Attorney General. Mr. Turnbull also announced the creation of two new portfolios. Peter Dutton will become Minister for Home Affairs, and Senator Michaela Cash will become the Minister for Jobs and Innovation, with her Minister for Women role to be filled by Kelly O'Dwyer. Christian Porter's social services portfolio will be handed to Victorian Dan Tehan. Mr. Turnbull says the reshuffle is about promoting more jobs and more economic growth for the Australian people.
Peter Dutton will, as you know, become the Minister for Home Affairs, for the first time bringing together our nation's security, border and intelligence agencies under one department, bringing domestic national security under one department, modelled, as you know, on the UK Home Office. Senator Michaela Cash will become the Minister for Jobs and Innovation, charged with harnessing all of the policies of government to create more jobs and job opportunities for Australians.
An additional five new members will join the Cabinet, while Arthur Sinodinos will also not return due to ill health. Bridget McKenzie becomes the new Minister for Sport, Rural Health and Regional Communications. Little-known Queensland backbencher David Littleproud will pick up Barnaby Joyce's agriculture portfolio, with fellow Queenslander John McVie taking on regional development. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce picks up the transport and infrastructure portfolio from his Nationals colleague Darren Chester, who has been dumped in the reshuffle. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann becomes Leader of the Senate and will also take over responsibility as Special Minister of State. Mr. Turnbull thanks Senator Brandis, who he will recommend for the position of High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, for his service.
First, it was on his watch as attorney, and in no small measure thanks to his eloquent advocacy over many years, that Australia legislated for marriage equality. Secondly, as the minister responsible for domestic national security legislation since 2013, he's undertaken the most comprehensive reforms of our national security laws to keep Australians safe.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has taken a swipe at the Prime Minister, saying the reshuffle is a symptom of what he says is the conflict that exists within the party. He also accused the government of failing to promote enough women to Cabinet, despite the promotions for Kelly O'Dwyer and Bridget McKenzie.
I mean, now all that we can deduce from this reshuffle is that the civil war, which is a fact of life in the Liberal Party, has now infected the National Party. I mean, how else can you explain a competent minister like Darren Chester being demoted? What we have here is we have a Prime Minister and a Deputy Prime Minister who are engaging in such hubris and arrogance that they're now just punishing the people they don't like in their own party. But the real problem of this is that yet again the needs of ordinary Australians as we approach Christmas have been forgotten. No action on energy prices. No reversal of the cuts to penalty rates. No attempts to properly fund Medicare. No changes to the funding cuts to schools. This out-of-touch government is again worrying about themselves and not the people of Australia.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale criticised the reshuffle, saying it was not in the best interests of the Australian public.
What it demonstrates is that Malcolm Turnbull is more intent on rewarding people who are looking after his political interests rather than people who are looking after the national interest. That's what this reshuffle is about. This is about Malcolm Turnbull shoring up his short-term political future rather than the nation's long-term future.
Dumped Infrastructure Minister Darren Chester says he appreciates the Prime Minister has had to make tough decisions in the reshuffle, adding that it has been a privilege to hold the infrastructure and transport portfolio.
That portfolio is the one I regard as the best portfolio in the Federal Parliament. It's a portfolio where you get to change people's lives and save people's lives, where you get to reduce congestion, improve productivity and also reduce road trauma through our road safety initiatives. So it has been a great honour and a privilege to serve in that role, but politics is a tough game. And as the Prime Minister said today, he had to make some decisions, some tough decisions regarding the allocation of portfolios, and on this occasion I've missed out. So I don't particularly feel sorry for myself at all. I feel more privileged for the fact that I've had the opportunity over the past 20 months.